With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
94.1 KODJ with Meredith and AJ.
Welcome to Friday!
Yep, that's the noise you make on Fridays too.
As you try to get out of bed just one more time. Don't have to.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Come on, get happy. Stay positive.
Come on, get happy.
Meredith and AJ's good news story of the day.
We'll make you happy.
And it's brought to you by KindlyMD.com. An Indiana teenager drove 16 hours to fulfill the dying wish of a 13-year-old boy in Oklahoma. So here's how it started. Cameron went viral after he refused to remove an American flag on the back of his truck in his high school parking lot. So instead, he had the entire truck painted to look like a flag. It looks really awesome.
That's
the
cool.
Story went viral, and this 13-year-old kid in Oklahoma said, I want to be taken to my final resting place in that truck.
Oh, wow.
That's an awesome truck.
Wow.
So Cameron received a message from a stranger saying, hey, do you think you could come and take our son to his final resting place?
What are you going to say? No, you have to
right?
do that. You have
so
to do that.
Cameron and his dad hop in the truck. They drive 16 hours to fulfill this kid's wish. And here's what Cameron said.
Like I said, from day one, this flag is a symbol of unity. I mean, I never expected any of this from the beginning. I mean, all I wanted was fly the flag on the back of my truck. And I'm happy that's what I got. But I'm also happy that I'm able to help out other people. We ended up taking him from the high school and driving him around town one last time and then to his final resting place.
Gave him a little cruise, a final... Yeah. Oh,
what a dude, man. How cool.
That's what this is about.
Stories like this just make me want to cry.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the idea. We're hoping you elicit that response
from
all of you.
If you're not crying, your heart is made of stone.
Yeah. So, good news every morning at 6:40 and 9:10.
You're listening to Meredith and AJ in the Morning on 94.1 KODJ. Sponsored by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Who looks...
Greetings from 94.1 KODJ. It is Meredith and AJ Friday morning. And I don't know if you're a fan of like kind of the adrenaline type show, but if you are, Orlando Bloom has a new show called To the Edge on Peacock, where he's basically just pushing the limit, dangerous adventures, risking his life.
From childhood, I've always had a little bit of a risk taker. I think the opportunity here was for me to take those risks, but really learn how to be capable, how to learn from some of the best of the best.
Yeah, and what's the most dangerous stunt?
They all have their own special sort of torture chamber, but
yeah.
I would say wingsuiting is something that, like, I learned to skydive in 25 jumps and 26 jump was our wingsuit. That's where you're basically flying through the air at about 150 miles an hour.
Oh,
it's like
cool.
A fighter plane. It's the fastest thing you can do as a human.
Yeah, like a flying squirrel.
Yeah.
You're like a human version of the flying squirrel.
Exactly what you are. That's hilarious.
So Mariska Hargitay was filming an episode of Law & Order Special Victims Unit in New York City when she was mistaken for a real-life police officer by a little girl who had lost her mom.
Olivia Benson is a real police officer. I've seen SVU. I know.
She had, she was wearing her badge.
Yeah.
And a little girl came up to her and was like, can you help me find my mom?
Oh.
So she stopped filming. She's like, everybody stop. I'm going to help this little girl find her mom. I think that's so cute.
It is.
Did anybody else have this experience last night? If you have teenage daughters that are super into Taylor Swift, we're like on the verge of falling asleep at midnight and our daughter busts into our room and starts yelling, it's a double album! It's a double album! She just released 50 more songs!
It's a lot. It's a lot. And I'll tell you what, I listened to 12 of the first 15 last night because I was just running out of time. And they're all awesome. Like, it's stupid Taylor Swift and her awesomeness. Really, it's kind of like, give some for the rest of us, dude. Like, there's got to be another artist out there that deserves a little Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this right now. But she's just ruling everything.
Speaking of that, what we're watching this weekend includes American Idol on Sunday because that's when they're going to announce the 2024 Rock and Roll Hall of
Fame
inductees.
Oh, that's cool.
Gene Simmons is going to be the mentor, which, I mean, that's going to be awesome.
Cool.
And you've got to watch on Sunday live and then vote for our local girl, KB, to make it into the top 12.
Okay, cool. Do you know Zendaya is playing Venus Williams in this new movie called Challengers? She was on with Jimmy Kimmel talking about that.
I was terrified. Yeah. I found out that she was coming and I found out literally while I was there, they were like, Venus is here. And I was like, what? First of all, I'm fangirling. So I'm already excited just to the fact, the honor that she would take her time to come and see this was so special to me. But then I thought, oh, I played tennis in this movie. And I really hope that she is not distracted by my tennis abilities.
It's nice to know that celebrities get geeky about other celebrities.
I totally agree.
Aerosmith tickets coming up at 7:20.
Is it payday for you? I think for a lot of people, Fridays are payday. Maybe not this Friday. I was trying to think back. Like, remember when you got your first paycheck? What did you buy
right
that?
There. Meredith and AJ are back in a sec on 94.1 KODJ.
What did you buy with your very first paycheck? What did you buy?
I mean, my first paycheck, I think I probably put toward my first car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you do it.
So, yeah, which was a crappy Subaru that ended up smoking out of the heater.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was cool for a while.
Yeah, it was. That's what, and it was yours because you spent your first money on it.
Do you remember?
I remember buying DJ equipment for my parents for my parents' basement, where I would play DJ in the basement.
And it got you to where you are today.
Well, did it though? Or was it just pure talents? No, you're right. That's what got me here.
I don't remember what I bought. My first real paycheck was from a summer of detasseling corn.
Because,
you know, if you're from the Midwest, you know what we're talking about.
Dana, what'd you buy?
I was in high school, and I went to Macy's and bought a Coach bag, which was my first, like, designer handbag. And I kept it for years, even though it was so dated. I was, like, in love with it, and it was, like, the first time I had something, like, really, really nice.
That's a good purchase.
Yeah, that is a great purchase.
Well done.
Coach bags. Meredith has said you might be related, you and Dana. I don't know if that's possible, that just a random caller would be related to you, but Coach bags and Meredith get along like peaches and cream, baby.
Yes.
All right. Share with us on the talkback messages. Press that microphone button and tell us what you spent your first paycheck on, or at least some of that early money you made.
94.1 KODJ.
Meredith and AJ, what'd you buy with your first paycheck? Christine.
Oh, I bought a brand new laptop. It was my first Mac laptop. It was, you know, pretty fancy for me at least. But the last, I had this old Dell laptop before. It was like 50 pounds. And I got a brand new laptop for work, and it was sleek and lighter than air, and I was afraid I was going to break it, and it's just a thing of beauty.
So beautiful. Maybe you fuel your adventure with a new laptop and $1,000 to contribute to that coming up in just a few minutes.
Now, it's AJ's Totally Random Fact.
Brought to you by the Law Tigers Motorcycle Lawyers.
Okay, so bananas contain potassium, which is technically an element, but I guess that would make it radioactive to a certain degree. Here's the thing. You'd have to eat 10 million bananas worth of potassium in order to
be radioactive?
Radioactive.
Challenge accepted.
Now, three things you need to know with Meredith and AJ.
Brought to you by Utah's Hogle Zoo. Yeah, Utahns are really excited about the new NHL team. Just minutes after the NHL approved the relocation of the Coyotes to Utah, Jazz email subscribers were sent a link to put down a deposit to secure a spot in line to buy season tickets.
And
within just a couple of hours, over 11,000 deposits had been received. We've got the link on the Meredith and AJ page if you want to be one of those first in line to get those tickets.
I think I want to be one of the first in line to get those tickets. Like, I really do.
To be at the first game, that's like Utah history. You got to be part of that. Yeah.
Got to be part of it. National Park Week, get ready to kick off tomorrow. Moab, of course, one of the big locations for Utah National Parks, April 20th through the 28th. Entrance fees waived tomorrow at all national parks in Utah.
Jeez.
So enjoy the Utah's Mighty Five, getting ready for some big crowds in the summer of 2024. It's going to be a lot of people. Because I don't know about you, but there's like this national park craze going on.
Like, which is good, because people outside, get the fresh air and the vitamin D, and get off your phones and enjoy the scenery.
4 hours to go 20 miles in Yellowstone last year, so I get it's fun, but like, oh my gosh, there's so many people.
Yeah, it's slow moving sometimes.
Is that it for you?
That's all I have. I'm sorry.
So then there's this. I wanted to mention the Utah name of the team. The
patents that have been filed?
So there's Venom, Fury, and Blizzard have all been filed. I know that Utah HC is also going to be what they're basically going to be called for the first year.
And Utah Hockey Club spelled out. Yeah, both of them.
Okay, so I don't know. The hockey fever thing that has just hit me hard is probably the fact that we just have another pro sports franchise. Like, I can't get enough, man. And now I want baseball, and now I want football.
We want them all!
We want all of the sports franchises here. Thanks for listening this morning. Meredith and AJ with tickets coming up at 8:25.
To Utah Soggles.
All I think about is ice cream. I'm like, why does my brain go there? Not that kind of dessert. It's 94.1 KODJ, Meredith and AJ. We were talking earlier this morning about that what you've done with your first paycheck, when you got your first real paycheck.
I remember my first job when I was 16 years old. I couldn't wait to get my first paycheck so I could take my girlfriend out to a nice dinner. Back then, the training table was the place to go.
Oh, yeah.
I remember getting my check, taking her out, and now 32 years later, we still do the same thing when we get our paychecks. We take each other out to have a nice dinner.
Thanks. I love that.
Thanks for the talkback message. That was, I believe, James Martinez. Thanks for the message this morning.
So cute.
The hickory sauce. I know you missed that.
It's 8:40 on Friday. That means we got to run down some events that are going on around town this weekend. And if you know of something, give us a call and let us know. Of course, Lagoon is open this weekend. It's their Funnel Cake Festival. Oh my gosh, they've got a banana, cream pie, funnel cake, and what was the other one? Like Fruity Tooty, Fruit Loops?
My blood sugar is like just rocketing upwards just thinking about it.
And then the Tulip Festival is going on at Thanksgiving Point. Salt Lake Bees at home tonight through the weekend. So tonight it's 6:30. And on Saturday, they're having a matinee meal deal because it's a 1 p.m. game on Saturday. So you get a hot dog, drink, and a ticket for $18. And then Sunday, they've got the pregame brunch. That is, if you've never been to the pregame brunch, it's so good.
Yum.
Super yummy and a great way to just spend your Saturday or Sunday afternoon before a game.
Love it.
And then, if you know of an event, hit the microphone on the talkback on iHeartRadio and we get a message like this.
Hello, Meredith and AJ. This is Margaret Roberts from Clearfield, Utah. Just to let you know of a special event called Spare the Tatas in Roy, Utah at Spare Time Bowling Lanes.
Oh, nice.
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
There are four squads. We'd really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Appreciate all you do.
Aww.
Well, thank you for that message. Good to know.
Spare Time. Love going up there to Spare Time. Good people, good times, and we're sparing Tatas, so I'm in. Without sounding like I'm really weird and perverse. I'm trying to not.
94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ. Rob Schneider's in town, and he's going to be doing meet and greets at a few Megaplex theaters around town today. So we're going to be at Jordan Commons at 1, Thanksgiving Point at 3:30, Jordan Commons again at 5:30, and then Valley Fair at 8. Got all the info on the Meredith and AJ Facebook page if you want to go meet Rob.
That's fun. No rain this weekend. 94.1 KODJ. It's Meredith and AJ.
And you're going to be out tomorrow, right? AJ's going to be at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet in Draper from 11 to 1 with our brand new Meredith and AJ stickers. We would love for you to sticker your Stanley. Because that's the thing. That's what the kids are doing. They sticker their Stanleys.
And you are coming back next week to listen to Meredith and AJ at 7:25 for Kevin James tickets every day. Plus $1,000 still every hour to fuel your adventure.
Well, my friend, the time is cool. Raise the roof and have some fun.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.